Sheila, both for your presentation of the report and the work plan, but also for those very warm words. Let me thank you on behalf of the meeting, I think, for your dedicated service over these last 7.5 years. You're not quite done yet. You've got a few months to go, but this will be your last MSP. So I think it's right to express our deep gratitude for your service and through you for the work that that Emad and Lainey do as well. Your work as the implementation support unit is absolutely crucial to everything we do as a convention. So we couldn't do it without you, and to you in particular, thank you for everything you have done to support our convention. I would now like to open the floor to any delegation wishing to address issues relating to implementation support, particularly the ISU annual report and the budget and work plan for 2023. Is there any delegation who wishes to take the floor? I don't see any. In which case, we will move on to agenda item 10K, other matters important for achieving the aims of the convention. This is an open agenda item, and if there's any delegation who wishes to address any other issues of relevance to achieving the aims of the convention, this is an opportunity to do so. If that is not the case, we will move on to agenda item 10L, which is the update on the mandate of the 10th MSP presidency as decided by the second review conference. The primary issue to consider under this agenda item is an update on the effort towards putting in place a selection process for future ISU directors and their terms of reference. You have before you a draft decision on this question, which aims to put in place a robust recruitment process with a realistic timeline to enable its successful completion before Sheila leaves us at the end of April, I think, next year. The terms of reference for the ISU director's position are designed to be a technical document that will guide the work of the selection panel once it is established. The draft decision establishes that selection panel tasked with the mandate to shortlist and interview candidates and make a recommendation to the state's parties. The selection panel would be composed of 5 members, with 4 surrogate members in case of potential conflicts of interest, and will be chaired by the president of the 11th meeting of state's parties. The composition of the panel will take into account gender balance considerations, as well as geographical representation and the status of the represented states. In line with the final decision of the selection panel, the president of the 11th meeting of states parties will propose the candidate to be appointed the appointed candidate for the approval of the states parties via written silence procedure. Taking into account both transparency and confidentiality considerations, the report of the selection panel will be made available to the coordinating committee after the designation of the ISU director. The GICHD will provide administrative and logistical support throughout the selection process, and we're very grateful once again for the valuable support of the centre. In order to allow sufficient time for the successful conclusion of this crucial process, it is important that the selection procedure start immediately after the closure of the 10th meeting of states parties. With that introduction, I would like to open the floor to any delegation wishing to express its views on the documents set before you. I don't see any delegations wishing to take the floor, in which case can I take it that the draft decision and the terms of reference are acceptable to the meeting? That appears to be the case, in which case that will be reflected in the final report of the meeting. Thank you very much. We now move on then to item 10M of the agenda, which is the consideration of extension requests submitted under Article 3 and Article 4 of the Convention. We have already heard on the first day of our meeting the presentations made by the countries requesting extensions under Articles 3 and 4, as well as the summary analyses of the requests by the respective analysis groups. I would now like to invite all delegations to present their views on the extension request submissions under Articles 3 and 4 of the Convention and consider the draft decisions on those requests. Those requests and decisions are contained in documents CCM/MSP/2022/4/5/6/7. Is there any delegation who wishes to take the floor on those draft decisions? I don't see any requests for the floor, in which case I take it that the meeting approves all the extension requests as recommended by the Article 3 and Article 4 analysis groups. That appears to be the case. Thank you very much. Again, these decisions will be reflected in the draft in the draft final report that will be set before you shortly. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished delegates, we have concluded then agenda item 10 on the review of the status and operation of the Convention and other matters important for achieving the aims of the Convention. What I propose to do, I see the representative of Norwegian People's Aid is requesting the floor. Please.